Our theme is going to be the word encourage. See, to encourage does not mean you encourage folks by feeling sorry for them. No commander in a war ever pities his soldiers. What does he do? He encourages them to what? Fight. He encourages them to be strong. He encourages them to think about winning. He encourages them to put everything they have into it. Wow. He never pets them. He just encourages them to win. Sometimes that encouragement is, be sure you're on your mark. Be sure you watch. Protect your fellow man. Isn't that right? So this next year, we're going to be encouragers. That is a gift. That is a ministry gift. Encouragers. Say, I'm an encourager.
I'm an encourager.
But we are going to go into the year continuing to do, Miss Christie, what we did this year. When the enemy throws something at our business, we stand firm on God's word and refuse to move. When family members die, we stand firm on the word and say, I will see them later. When the enemy attacks our bodies or we get hurt physically, we continue. Wow. Everybody say continue.
Continue.
See, some of the synonyms for continue are Bible words. Persist. Continue means to abide. You ever heard that passage in John? If you abide or continue in me, and my words abide or continue in you. Have you ever heard that? Wow. So we want to continue. 2 Timothy chapter 3, the Apostle Paul is writing to the young minister Timothy, and he starts with the first verse and he tells Timothy how bad the times are going to get. He says people are going to be lovers of themselves. Have you ever seen a day when that's more prevalent than now? Wow. They're going to be boastful. They're going to be proud. They're going to be blasphemers. They're going to be disobedient to parents. They're going to be unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, they go to church, but then they go to the voting booth and vote. How in the world do you vote that way? How do you do that? They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power of that gospel. Then he says, from such turn away, because these are the same kind that are after weak-willed women or men who just want to be your friend. He said, turn away from them, because God is going to take care of them. So he goes to a passage of scripture that you and I need to go to, verse 10 of 2 Timothy 3. And this is what he says. Now, look at me. Everybody is asking, everybody my wife and I run into, what are we going to do this next year? I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm going to keep, well, are you going to get closer to God? I'm always doing that. Why are you going to pray more? No, I'm going to pray like I've been praying. That's like saying, are you going to love your wife more? If I love her anymore, I'm smother her to death. No, you just continue. I can't do any more praying, Devin, than pray always with all kinds of prayer in the Holy Ghost. I can't pray any more than that. I just have to do what the Scripture says. I have to do what God's Word says to me. And this is what he says. Read it with me on the screen, if you will. You, and he's talking to Timothy, but today I want him to talk to us. Read it. You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose. Stop right there. Sort of sounds like he's self-absorbed, doesn't it? No. We know when we're going the right way, and we know when we're doing what we should do. We should be living in such a way that we can say, like Paul said, hey, you know all about my teaching, about my way of life. You know how I live. Instead of running around with, well, let me tell you how I do it. No, you should know. The people you work with should know. What I love to hear people say about my wife and I, well, I know what they're going to do. I know what they're going to believe for. Well, don't ask them because they've already made up their mind. Haven't they said that? Don't even ask them. That's the way your life ought to be. He said, you know, read it with me. You know all about my teaching, my way of life. Read it out loud. My purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings. What kind of things happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra? The persecutions I endured. Read this loud. Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. While evildoers and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. It's going to get worse, folks. It's not going to get better. That's why I'm telling you, you need to just keep doing what you're doing. Amen. When the devil tries to push you off of a roof, you just get back up and go again. Somebody say amen. Amen. Verse 14, read it loud. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it. And how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you what? Wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Stop right there. The salvation he's talking about is not being saved, because he's writing to, say it out loud, Christians. He's writing to Christians. So really, this reads, he's able to make you wise for deliverance through faith in Christ Jesus. Verse 16, read it with me. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm equipped for everything. Well, you've been to school. No, he didn't say that. He said, be equipped with what? The Word of God. My go-to is the Word of God. Not my education. My education is his word. So now, what am I going to do? If I read all of that, how am I going to apply this to my life in 2020? Listen to me. This is God's word to you. He's been saying this to me today. I said, Lord, what do you want me to do? He said, just continue. I said, he said, just continue. You've been doing the same thing since you're 12. Just keep doing it. I'm coming. Just keep doing. Just keep doing. Keep being the good dad. Keep being the good husband. Keep being the godly man. Keep being the godly woman. Keep being that business person that, Lord, every time I cut somebody's hair, the anointing drips off on them. Every part I put together for a building, Father, I thank you that it's just loaded with the anointing of God. Whoa! Every child I teach at school, they're just going to get full of it. My children, my grandchildren, oh, Lord, have mercy. So what am I going to do? There are four things. Write them down. Watch. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to continue next year by remembering lessons I learned. Do you know one of our problems is we forget what we learned? See, one of the reasons there are great guys like this that's leading us today, because when they put a worship set together, they can remember how it goes. Dr. Burrell gets up there and goes, now what are we going to do? And they go, just follow me. Rock and roll, I can do that. Say this with me. Remember the lessons I learned. Remember what the Lord taught you. Why is it you want to remember what men taught you instead of what the Lord taught you? Well, you know, my daddy used to say, that's good, but if it's not the Word of God, it's not going to help you when pandemic comes up. It's not going to help you when somebody cuckoo gets in the White House. Are you hearing me? So I'm going to remember. The Apostle Paul says, I want you to remember my life. And remember, Timothy, remember what you've been taught from the Word of God. Remember it. Everybody say, I'm going to remember the lessons I've learned. This is what write this down. This is what the Lord said he wanted to say to you. Ask him to bring back to your remembrance things that godly men and women and family members have taught you over the years. Ask him to bring back to your remembrance words that he's given you from great men and women of God over the years, even some of those that aren't pulpit ministers. I'm so glad you're here today, Devin, because I just remember there are times that Devin will call to, I just want to tell you that Sister so-and-so out of the congregation just stopped me in the hall and said, I just have a word from the Lord for you, and I want to tell you, the Lord said this about you. Those are as powerful as if somebody anointed of God that it's on TV all over the world said to you. You need to ask God to bring those things back to your remembrance. He said, ask him, he'll do it. He'll bring it back to your remembrance. So the first thing I'm going to do to continue next year, I'm going to continue next year by, say it, remembering lessons learned. Secondly, I'm going to continue next year by walking out the faith developed by what I learned. See, I didn't just learn a lesson, I developed faith in that. All of the stuff I've been through, I've developed faith. I've gotten stronger in it. I know how to walk in it. The Apostle Paul said, you know how you ought to conduct yourself in right standing with God. You know what you ought to do. I don't know what came over me. Well, you just walked over what you knew what you should do. And you were afraid of what other people say. There are things the Lord's told me to do. I've gone, Lord, you know so-and-so, and he just pops back. I don't know how he talks to you, but he sort of talks to me straight. He said, your job is to do what I said, not what they think you ought to do. Whoa, yes, sir. What if Moses had said, folks, how many of you are with me going across the Red Sea? There'd been folks, I ain't going across no Red Sea. You seen that, baby? I can't even swim. I'm scared of water. Whew, that stuff cold anyway. No, he just said, we're going that way. Well, how are we going to do it? Give me a minute. How are we going to do this? Stretch out your rod. Now just hold it. Stand there. Can you see all Israel going, what's he doing? What? Is something wrong with him? You know, he is 80 years old, bless his heart. Look at him. It's like he's pointing, bless his heart. But all of a sudden, the water started receding and rolling back, and they're going, oh my goodness. Let's follow him, the guy with the stick pointing out there in the air. Let's follow that baby, huh? So what we want to do, continue next year by remembering lessons I learned and walk out my faith. Don't be afraid to say, I'm believing God for that. I'm believing God's going to take care of that. Wow. The third thing the Lord says from this passage in 2 Timothy, beginning with verse 10, the Apostle Paul says, you remember the word of God that you learned, and from those from whom you've learned it. Remember the relationship you had with them. You remember what they poured into you. It doesn't always mean you have to be their best friend. Well, I can't go to a church, I ain't a best friend. No, I'm not going to a church to be somebody's best friend. I'm going to a church because the word of God is preached to feed me, to help me grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not going there to become best buddies with Jimmy Bob up in the front. Amen. So he said, Timothy, remember the people that you learned that from. Remember that. I was telling my son yesterday something one great man of God said to me. He said, you know, he must have been a great man of God, because every time you say, he said, I think, boy, that's good. That's good. Remember those people and thank God for them. The Apostle Paul said, you know my way of life. You know my persecution. You know how I've walked in faith and righteousness and love and patience. You know all of that. Wow. Is this helping anybody? This is how you're going to make it next year. I don't deny this year has been tough. Oh, remember, I've lived in the same year you did. I tried to bury my mama and somebody wanted to shoot up the funeral home. We never had a funeral service so fast in all my life. Funeral director standing in the back going, so continue next year, read it with me, by remembering lessons learned, walking out the faith developed by what you've learned, the relationships with those from whom you've learned it, by remembering the relationships you had with those folks. They've been good men and women in your life. Amen. They've really sown into you. Lastly, continue next year by knowing his word makes you wise. Say that with me. His word makes me wise. Stop going to Google for everything. Google's not God. He's got one too many O's and too many G's. Go to God. God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? around our house and in our family, first question we ask one another, have you asked the Lord what to do? Well, now you ought to be able. No, you need to ask him what to do. Ask him what to do. His word makes me wise. The wisdom of this world doesn't. His word makes me wise. Don't sell everything off because the world is. If you sell, sell because God said sell. Don't buy because the world said time to buy. You buy when God says buy. Don't retire when the world says retire. You retire when he says, all right, it's enough. And then when he says it's enough, stop and say, are you finished with me here? Am I about to come home? Because, ladies and gentlemen, that's when we go home, is when we're finished. Say that, when we're finished. I'm going to live a long time because I'm not finished. Amen. I'm not finished. Here's what you need to remember. Read it with me. You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings, what kinds of things happened to me at Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, the persecutions I endured. Read it loud. Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. Why? Because God made him wise. Say it with me. I'm going to continue. What are you going to do next year? Keep doing what I've been doing. I'm going to do what he said. Are you glad you came today? Oh, he is so good. Say continue. Continue. Oh, let me just share something with you real quick. As you stand, please, because this is really, really good. The word continue, I looked it up just before service. Thank God for dictionaries. Listen to this. Continue is a verb. That means you don't stop. Continue means you persist in an activity or a process. I'm going to keep persisting in his word. I'm going to keep persisting in the way I've been walking and the way I've been believing because it's working for me. Don't say so far, because that you're acting like it's going out. Well, you know, I'm going to try one more time. No, it works all the time. Second, continue means you recommence or resume after something tried to interrupt you. What's tried to interrupt you? Paul said, you continue. No matter whatever tries to interrupt you, you just pick it up and, well, what if I mess up? You resume. You don't lay there. Everybody say, I don't lay there. I resume. I get up. That's what continue means. Yeah, but you don't know what I've been through in my past. You've grown up. Time for you to put that behind you. It ain't everybody's fault now. You're big. You're big boy. You're big girl. It's time for you to keep on keeping on in what you know God's word says, not what they did to you. What he's done for me is what I'm walking in. I want you to come and stand. We're gonna conclude this service like the Lord said. Amen. I want you to pray two things. Lord, forgive me for the times I've not continued, that I said, well, I'm not going to do this anymore, when I knew you spoke that thing to me and other people were going, why are you doing that? Lord, forgive me for the times I hesitated and I didn't resume. The Second thing I want you to thank God for is that He has taken time on the 27th of December, 2020, to tell you what you need to do for 2021. Resume. Just recommence. Just keep it going. Just keep moving ahead. But do you know how old I am? Doesn't make any difference. Do you know how young I am? It doesn't make any difference. Continue in what you have learned. What have you learned? Keep doing that. In days to come, I'm going to talk to you about Jesus saying, continue in my love. Continue in the Holy Ghost. Continue in my word. The Bible's full of that. So I want you to pray those two things. Father, forgive me for hesitating and not resuming. And I thank you because you've told me what to do for next year. Thank you for the encouragement. And I'm going to put on the whole armor of God, and I'm just going to walk through all of the fiery darts of the enemy with the shield of faith. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for the praise. I thank you for the worship. I thank you for what's been accomplished here today. But you have spoken to us specifically today to continue in what we have learned, and as the King James said, and have been assured of. The things that we have learned about your word that are truth from a child. Father, we're going to remember those good men and women of God that have poured into us and blessed us. Those brothers and sisters that will never stand behind a pulpit and never be on the radio or TV, never write a book, but they were sensitive to your spirit and they stopped us and said, I don't know who you are, but the Lord wants you to know this. The Lord said this about you. Father, we're going to take those things serious. We thank you, Father, that you remind us of those words you have spoken to us. And I thank you that we're going to continue and not be afraid because we have on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of truth, have a breastplate of righteousness, having our loins girt about with truth, having our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and having the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith, and Father, last but not least, but praying always in the Holy Ghost. That's what you said. And we do it today in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.
Thank you for joining our service today. If you'd like to donate, we have many ways for you to give. You can text Zion and the amount to 73256. Visit us online at zionca.org or send by mail to Zion Christian Assembly, 258 Beartooth Parkway, Suite 130, Dawsonville, Georgia 30534. For more resources and information on our church, visit zionca.org.